went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, so the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We are at Suite 404 in Building 400. The best way to get a hold of me, if you have a question or if you have a comment or if you want to talk about your specific health, would be to call my cell phone directly. It is a cell phone that receives phone calls. It does not receive texts. The phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. You can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding whether it's phone or whether it's email or whether it's in person, give you the understanding that you need to exercise your right to be healthy. It's a birthright that we are all born with, and some of us exercise that right to a win, and a lot of us exercise that right to a loss, and we develop chronic health concerns. And there's always a reason for why a person gets sick, and it's a question of looking for the reason why, not just simply treating the sickness or treating the effect, but getting to the cause. And getting to the cause is my specialty, helping you to understand why you have what you have. One of my monikers is Ask Doctor Why, and you want to always ask your doctor why. If they give you a diagnosis, then say, okay, I'm even willing to accept the diagnosis, but I need to know why I have this particular diagnosis. And if the doctor can't answer the why behind what you have, then you need to find a new doctor, because they're never going to fix your problem. They're only going to treat it. And as we've learned in previous shows, putting somebody on the treadmill of treatment is good for their financial windfall, but it's not necessarily good for your long health and longevity. So we want to make sure you get the understandings that you need. And the man that helps me do that every week, he's always in studio. He always has a smile on his face. He always has a positive perspective and a positive outlook. And he's sitting there across the studio. His name is Mark Sabin. He's a interfaith minister. He's a father extraordinaire. He's a marketing guru, and he's the man that puts the material together and asks the questions and helps to create clarity for you, the listener. So he is your patient advocate, and we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you so much, Doc Rick. You know, I had a question for you. It's kind of off topic a little bit, but your company Advanced Alternative Medicine Center.
Yes.
What is the advanced component of the Alternative Medicine Center?
It's the advanced part of it is not just treating the person for what they have when they come in, but it's about doing advanced testing and using advanced understandings to get to the cause of why a person has what they have. And so I believe the topic that we're going to talk about today is one of those understandings that you can get by coming to me. And if you don't necessarily fully believe what it is that we find in the evaluation, if you have questions, then we can send you for the medical test that costs lots of money. But my job is to minimize people's healthcare costs and maximize their health return and make sure that their health comes back by addressing the cause of a person's problem. And so what makes it advanced is the fact that we don't just do what the standard run-of-the-mill healthcare practitioner technicians do. We don't just dole out prescription medications. We don't just do screenings. No, we actually get the understanding of all the facets of a person's life, all the facets of their body, mind, and spirit, and we work with it holistically in an advanced way to make sure that they get back into health and they don't ever develop a health condition.
Well, that's so helpful to know that. I mean, today's topic that I wanted to talk to you about was one of those things that seemed to be prevalent in the world, throughout the world, and that most people have some contact with, or maybe all people have contact with, and yet it's not well understood in the medical world, and that is parasites. And aren't
one of my favorite topics.
It's one of my least favorite topics, but there you go. But isn't it true that about half the world's illnesses can be traced back to parasites?
Well, based on my experience of doing this for over 30 years, I would say that it's more than 50%. But if the statisticians say that it's 50%, I can go with that. I don't need to argue with that statistic. Mm-hmm. Based on what I've seen, I would say that it's even higher than that.
And really, to be whole and healthy means you also have to have the help from other living entities. I mean, our bodies are more cells of other critters and microbes and things like that than they are of human cells, right?
Absolutely, Mark. It goes back to the purpose of being a human being. And I say the purpose of being a human being is to help other human beings. And we have microbes and other entities, as you have said, that help us to be healthy by doing the heavy lifting. It's a symbiotic relationship between us and the microbes, the bacterias, etc., that are found in our microbiome that allows us to digest and assimilate our food, that act as a protective barrier, that prevent infection, like the border patrol of our skin, etc. And the challenge is that we do things on a daily basis thinking that it's okay to do them just because it's so popular. You know, you walk into a bank nowadays, and sitting right at the edge of the counter of every particular teller is a hand sanitizer. And so, you know, I watch people when I go into the bank, I just chuckle to myself when I see all these people using the free, quote, hand sanitizer, not knowing that they're trashing their microbiome that's on their skin and opening up doors for them to get infections, like, let's say, a parasite.
It's actually easier to get an infection if you take away all the microbiome that actually acts as a protective layer.
Yeah, all the critters that are there to help maintain the protective barrier between us and the external environment that help us digest those factors that could influence and infect and get into how the body functions. If you interfere with that microbiome, then you're opening yourself up to disease. And one of the things that I've seen in at least 75% of the conditions that come into my office is they all trace back to a parasite.
What, really? So do we all have parasites?
Oh, well, we all have symbiotic microbes that help us be healthy. Parasites, for me, means an unwanted microbe that creates a health issue. And, you know, most people, when they think of the word parasite, they're thinking of something like a tapeworm.
Yeah.
And in the course of what I've seen throughout my career, I've only seen two people in the 30 years that I've worked with people who have health issues that were traced back to an actual tapeworm. And one of them, I got to actually watch the transformation of what went on with this individual. This particular individual was very energetic, but he was very, very thin, and he probably weighed about 130 pounds as a full-grown adult male. And we were at a seminar together, and we, you know, as a group, we went out to eat dinner as a group, and we're sitting there, and he's sitting next to me, and I watched what he ordered for food, okay? He ordered four appetizers. He ordered the soup. He ordered two main courses, and he ordered dessert. And an hour later, he was still hungry.
Wow.
And so the next night, we went back to the restaurant, and but during the next day, I was, you know, while I was watching him eat all this food, I was like, dude, there's something wrong with you. You should not be able to eat that much food and not have an ounce of excess on you the way that you do. I said, you have a problem. So we went back to the house where we were doing this seminar, and we had some evaluating equipment that we could use, and we found that he had a tapeworm. So I did a tapeworm treatment program on him that night, and I had him continue to do it throughout the night while he was sleeping. And the next day we went through our seminar, and then we went back out to eat, and we sat down to eat, and we ordered the he ordered the same amount of food. And so when he was done with his first appetizer, I leaned over to him. I said, Mike, how you feeling? He says, I don't feel very good. I said, yeah, I can see that. What's going on? He says, my stomach is just really, really crampy, and it just feels uncomfortable. I said, congratulations. He says, what? I said, you're full. After one appetizer, you're full. Okay, because the thing that was eating all your food that you were putting in, he
wasn't
was putting
you.
In mountains of food, and he wasn't getting the benefit of any of it. But when we ran this electrical charge through his system using a radionics machine, destroyed the tapeworm. And we ran the frequency specifically for a tapeworm, and you know, next day it's like, good, now you can eat a normal amount of food and go about a normal way of life and not be the food, you know, your food bill every week is significantly higher than an average person's.
Uh-huh.
And you're considerably smaller than the average person.
So that's a rarer form of parasite.
Oh,
in
absolutely.
Your experience.
You know, that's something that you're going to find, you know, in the underserved portions of the world. We used to call it third world, but now, I mean, you go into any restaurant in any part of this country and you're going to find, quote, third world people. I don't like the term, but okay, for the purposes of our show, third world people are the ones who are doing all the food prep and all the cooking and all of that kind of stuff. And it's like, okay, well, so guess what? You don't have proper border patrol, okay? Then these things get into the country that you don't necessarily want in the country, or things get into your body that you don't necessarily want into your body. So it's about integrity of your system and making sure that your system is strong enough to resist the fact that these parasites are out there. And if you have a strong constitution and your body's functioning the way that it's supposed to, God designed the body so that anything that you put into your mouth was going to get burned up in your stomach. That's assuming that your stomach's working properly and the pH is normal.
Mm-hmm.
But if we eat too many carbohydrates, that slowly raises the pH of the stomach and takes it from being really, really strong acid to burn up anything to being a less strong acid. And then things get into the system that don't belong. And so what should have gotten burned up in the kiln that is your stomach when you eat your food doesn't get burned up anymore. Now it gets through that system. Typically will go irritate the gallbladder, and 99% of the parasites that I find typically trace back to a gallbladder circuit. So
what does that mean, a gallbladder circuit?
Well, we as human beings, we have the most advanced biocomputer that's out there, and different parts of the body are controlled by different circuits, if you will. So, you know, like the circuit that controls the lights in your bedroom versus the lights in the hallway, those are on two different circuits. So the part that controls your liver is on a different circuit versus the part that controls your gallbladder versus the part that controls your pancreas or your stomach or your lungs or whatever. And so there's different circuits. And so when a gallbladder gets irritated by whatever is being irritated, and one of the main things that I find that irritates the gallbladder happens to be parasites.
Interesting.
If it blows that circuit, then you're going to get malfunction in your gallbladder, and then you're going to get all the symptoms associated with gallbladder, which, if I'm not mistaken, we just covered that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, all the things that might be produced out of a gallbladder problem could proceed from having a parasite.
Yeah, all the symptoms, that the nausea, heartburn, mm-hmm. indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea. I would say if that becomes a chronic issue for you, that you want to get checked for a parasite. And the challenge is that most allopathic medical doctors won't check for it because they misconceive the fact that they would call it a third world problem. We don't, quote, have those problems in the United States. Mm-hmm. And I've got 30 years of proof that says that that's completely wrong.
So what would be some of the signs that you might have a parasite problem?
Drooling, dark circles under the eyes, chronic cough, poor healing, stomach upset, digestive problems related to things like IBS, Crohn's, colitis, ulcerative colitis, all of those things, just to name a few. Those are conditions that will typically indicate that a person could have a parasite. I have found that every case of cancer that's ever come into my office traces back to having a parasite in the gland or organ that the person has cancer in. People who have disc herniations, I promise you that your disc herniation is caused by a parasite that ate away at the annulus fibrosus, that is the outer protective fiber content that helps to keep a disc inside the disc the way that it's supposed to. It's the strongest. The annulus fibrosus is the strongest tissue in the body. And for that to fail, something has to compromise it. And what compromises it is a parasite will eat away at the annulus fibrosus, and pop, you got a disc problem.
Huh, that's amazing.
So these are all different kinds of symptoms and conditions that a person can have if they have a parasite.
Are these different parasites? Like a disc herniation is one type of parasite, and a stomach or a gallbladder issue?
Well, realistically, it just depends on where the parasite chooses to set up shop. You know, it's kind of like if... The way that I treat Lyme disease is kind of a parasitic thing where you got a spirochete that gets in, that but the Borrelia burgdorferi, which kind of feeds off the system. And when I treat somebody for Lyme, we do a process to where we evaluate, well, where is the Lyme affecting the person? Okay. And this particular elderly gentleman that I treated yesterday, he had it located to his diaphragm, it located to his left lung, it located to his right knee, and it located to his left ankle. And what was interesting is after I did the first of three treatments on him and we gave him the appropriate supplement, he went home and he took it. And he says, Dr. Rick, it was really interesting. My left ankle swelled, and then the swelling went away pretty quickly. And the next day when he came into my office and we evaluated, the first treatment is getting the body to acknowledge that it has Lyme. The second treatment is finding out where in the body it affects. And it located to that same ankle that had swollen the night before.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, so you have these different pathogens that end up feeding off the body in one way, shape, or form. And a tick is certainly a parasite. And the diseases that the tick carries are certainly parasitic effects. It's important to make sure that you have an ability to understand them and have an ability to give a form of care that's going to remedy the problem once and for all.
Mm-hmm. Would another symptom of having parasites, could it be mood disorders? Could that affect your emotional state?
Oh, absolutely. It can definitely influence your mood and your decisions, because decisions are made in the gallbladder. You do your thinking in your brain, but decisions and indecision is a negative gallbladder emotion. So the gallbladder, based on the Chinese five element theory, is where a person makes their decisions. And as far as digestion goes, the gallbladder is what regulates how the digestive system flows or doesn't flow. And mood disorders, feeling depression, those sorts of things, anything that influences your decisions, yes, that can definitely be involved in having parasites, and that specifically impacting how the gallbladder functions.
Now, one of the things that a lot of people suffer from are food cravings, especially sugar cravings. Are those related to parasites?
Many times, yes, and not always. The basis of that will stress out or weaken the immune system, which will allow parasites to then enter into the equation. When you have the balance in the microbiome that you and I have discussed at length, the good bacteria, the good yeast, and the good candida, when you disrupt the bacteria, then that causes the yeast to overgrow and the candida to overgrow, and their chief ingredient that they like to feed off of is sugar, and that's what's going to create sugar cravings, is an excess amount of yeast and candidiasis.
Uh-huh. Now, you mentioned that the stomach is like a kiln that burns off things. And that's because it's acidic. It's not because it burns at such a hot temperature. It's because of the acidity.
Correct.
So when you're taking an antacid because you've got stomach upset and maybe you've got, you know, reflux or something like that, and you feel that burning acid, But now you're diminishing the acid in the stomach, so you would make yourself more susceptible, wouldn't you, to...
Right, you're opening up more doors. I mean, realistically, when one gets a stomach ailment like a reflux or indigestion or heartburn or ulcers, et cetera, I have found that a lot of that traces back to parasites. And the parasites at that particular point are in impacting and affecting how the gallbladder functions. Now, the gallbladder is in control of what the stomach does. So food enters into the stomach, and if the stomach does its job fully, then the gallbladder will give it permission to open up the pyloric sphincter to allow the contents of the stomach to move into the small intestine. And standing guard for the very beginning of the small intestine is your gallbladder. And so if the gallbladder doesn't like what it's being received, it's going to send things back from whence they came, hence the reflux and the indigestion and the bloating and the gas and all of that. That's a gallbladder that's upset. And 9 times out of 10, if a gallbladder is upset, it's like, okay, well, we have to figure out, well, what's impacting that? And so when a person comes in and they have any of the conditions or any of the symptoms that we've already alluded to, the dark circles under the eyes, the drooling, the chronic cough, poor healing, again, stomach upset, and symptoms related to digestive issues, the first thing I'm thinking about, does this person have a parasite? If they have blood work, I'll look at their blood chemistry, their blood differential of the CBC with a differential of the red and white blood cells, and we'll see what those numbers say. And 99 times out of 100, it shows right on their blood work that they have a parasite, and every one of them says the same thing. How come my doctor didn't tell me about this?
So you could actually perceive by reading the blood work that somebody has a parasite from what they're...
Yeah, there's various markers in the blood that will tell me if they're elevated, not necessarily elevated from medical standards. Like, normal white blood cell count is between 4 and 5.5. That's what healthy white blood cell numbers are, between 4 and 5.5. If you look at a blood chemistry, CBC with a differential, and you look at what they allow the white blood cell number to be and still be considered normal, they'll let it go all the way up to 11.
That's pretty high.
Which is twice what normal is.
Yeah.
Before they consider a person to have an infection. So if a person has blood count, white blood count, that's at 6.3, I know they have a low-grade infection. So then I'm going to look at the ratio of the 5 main white blood cells, the neutrophils, the lymphocytes, the monocytes, eosinophils, and basophils. And if the monocytes, eosinophils, and basophils are above 8, 3, and 1% respectively, I know the person have parasites. Then if they did a blood chemistry and they have an alkaline phosphatase, okay, and that alkaline phosphatase is above 80, I know that confirms that they have a parasite. Then I'll do my testing that will show that they have a parasite. Then I'll show them some solutions which will take those reflexes that were weak and make them strong. And now I've confirmed at least 4 different ways that a person has a parasite. So we give them the parasite protocol, and then all of their stomach irritations and irritable bowels and refluxes and all those situations seem to go away.
That's pretty amazing that you were able to treat that many different conditions based on this kind of one general area of
health.
Right,
it's one cause.
Multiple
ways of presentation. And isn't that what humanity is? I mean, we're all human, but we're all different.
Right.
And we all respond differently. And the TV commercials have exercised their right to tell us that you could have a litany of different side effects all from the same medication because we all respond differently. And so depending upon what our constitution is, you could have gallbladder symptoms, you could have bowel symptoms, you could have kidney symptoms, you could have bladder symptoms, you could have headaches. You could have all of these things, and they can all trace back to a common cause. And that's why it's important to go after the cause of a person's issues, not just simply chase their symptoms for the rest of their life, because then nothing ever changes and nobody ever gets better.
What's so interesting about what you just presented there is that the medication is designed to do one thing.
It's designed to cover up
your symptom. The one symptom that it's trying to deal with. But the effects can be this whole plethora of different conditions that may result as part of the side effects, which goes exactly to your point that each person is an individual, and that if I get a stomach upset from this medication, somebody else might get a headache from the same medication. Both of us went into the doctor for the same condition.
Right, and the thing that's interesting is the fact that we spend a lot of time in the healthcare industry focused on what the symptom is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if you take a medication to cover up or block or mask the symptom that you have, all right, then your body can't tell you that way anymore because the chemicals are making sure that that result can't occur anymore. So guess what your body does in an effort to get your attention? It creates a new effect. That new effect is known as a side effect of your medication.
Of the medication, not of the condition.
And what that, well, it is a side effect of the condition.
Oh, really? Okay.
That the medication is bringing out. Because the body just has one thing. The body's only interest in is trying to maintain balance and harmony.
Uh-huh.
And when you're doing something to the body that the body has a problem with, it's going to communicate to you in no uncertain terms, listen, we have a problem. And so when you get a side effect of taking a medication, the first thing you need to do is tell your doctor that you have this side effect. Nine times out of ten, they're going to say, well, we expected that because that's what the medication does. Well, that's actually your body's way of telling you that the medication is the wrong answer.
Because it's not solving the underlying problem.
If it was the right answer, what should happen, Mark?
You should get well.
You should get well. And if you don't get well on the medication that you're given and the doctor says, okay, well, you can stop that. We're going to try this. As soon as they bring the word try to the table, I got bells and whistles going off and I'm alarmed that, you know, no, I don't want to try anything. Tell me when you know. I'm not an experiment for you to practice on. Okay.
But that's what doctors do. They practice.
I understand. Right? But at the end of the day, the level of assurance that I do everything that I can to give every single one of my patients is I'm going to test them for a solution before I actually give them the solution. And that's where the manual muscle testing comes in. And it's because of the tool of manual muscle testing that I'm able to find parasites and the effects of those parasites that your average healthcare provider wouldn't even consider, again, because we mistakenly think that it's an underdeveloped third world problem and not in the United States of America.
Or even if you were to suspect it could be a problem, the fact is that you can identify much more specifically where that problem is existing.
Right. I had a patient once, an elderly patient. He was probably in his late 60s. And I apologize if I said elderly. I don't mean that it's an old person. But this gentleman came into me, and he was having all sorts of kidney issues, and he was having blood in his urine, et cetera. And he came in, and he had a little jar with him. And we were talking. He was wanting to talk about his symptoms. And I said, well, I noticed you brought it. What is that jar? He says, well, I want to ask you about that. Because I kid you not, these things came out of me through my urine. And he showed me them, and they were clear glass jar, baby food jar that had red fluid in it from the blood that was coming because he just collected all of it. But he says, see, when you hold it up like this, you see what's in the bottom, and what was in the bottom were these flukes. And flukes is a type of parasite. And so he had flukes in his urinary system that was affecting his bladder and causing some circumstances. And what was interesting, I said, do me a favor, take this jar, and I want you to go to a urologist. And I want you to have the same conversation with the urologist that you just had with me. I'm going to fix your problem. That's not an issue. But I want to make sure that a urologist is also part of this equation because you could have some serious things going on with your genital urinary system. And I want to make sure that we're doing the right thing by you, not just simply treating one thing because a dog can have ticks and fleas. You want to make sure that you're getting the whole situation taken care of. And so I sent him to a urologist, his choice, which one he went to. And you know what the urologist said? I don't believe you. I don't believe that what you have in that jar, that came out of you. And unless I actually see them coming out of you, I don't believe you, and you're not welcome in the office.
What?
And I was just like,
what?
Are you serious? He turned you away because he didn't believe that what you had collected in your urine sample was legitimate?
That's the strangest thing I've ever heard.
That's exactly correct. And I don't know, maybe he was frightened by it as the healthcare provider. Maybe he'd never seen it before. I don't know what his thought process was. But the patient came back to me and said, yeah, the urologist told me I was full of crap. And I was just like, okay, then we got to find you another urologist. I'll try to interview the urologist and set the table so that you can go there and get the appropriate care. I'm going to continue to help you with this. But I need to make sure that they do an evaluation of your whole genital. We need to make sure that this isn't impacting your kidneys in a negative way because anything that's in your bladder
can get up there.
Is going to swim right up your ureters into your kidneys. And if your kidneys crap out, you're not living very long.
You're in a lot of trouble.
So I'm trying to cover all the bases to help this guy out. And this particular healthcare medical professional didn't want any part of it. And I'm like, that's what you're in the business for.
Wow, that is That's the most extreme story of a doctor I've really ever heard. I'm glad we don't know who it was. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about parasites and what can be done to solve the problem.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We are in Suite 404 of Building 400. Best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone directly. That's area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. If you want to text me, don't text that phone because it doesn't receive texts and I'll never get back to you. But if you want to email me the same kind of text message, you can email it to docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And again, it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. Now, today, Mark and I have been talking about parasites and some of the stories that have gone on in my career of helping people and helping people with things like disc herniations and irritable bowel and colitis and cancers and those sorts of things. They all tend to trace back to parasites. And you have more questions, don't you, Mark?
Well, I wanted to know, you know, if one of the symptoms might be that you feel generally fatigued, if that could be the result of parasites or you know, is it other things like anemia or iron deficiency?
I'm going to say yes to all of it. Sometimes anemia is due to parasites feeding off the iron in the blood, creating low iron levels. Sometimes fatigue is the fact that the parasite is the one, like the gentleman Mike that we talked about. His parasite was eating all the food first, and he was getting, quote, sloppy seconds. And so if he wasn't getting enough of the ingredients from the food that he was eating, that can certainly lead to fatigue. And so what we want to appreciate is that all of those kinds of symptoms can be traced back to and potentially be caused by parasites. And if you have a practitioner like myself that has the ability to rule that in or rule that out relatively quickly with no huge expense along the way, then it's simple. If the person has it, we address it. If the person doesn't have it, then good. We can close that closet door and know that we're not going to be working in that room. We need to go into a different room to figure things out.
So you mentioned iron, which is a metal, right?
It is a metal.
And as I recall from previous conversations, that metals are one of the things that could be the nourishment for the parasites in your body. Is that right?
Yeah, parasites like to feed off of heavy metals.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have a high concentration of heavy metals in your system, you're going to start to resonate the frequency associated with those heavy metals, which is going to change the frequency of the body overall, which may put you in the frequency that parasites are attracted to. Why? Because they know that you have some of the ingredients that they like to feed off of. And so when I'm going to help somebody with parasites, the first thing that I want to check before we treat the parasite is to make sure that they don't have heavy metals. Because if they have heavy metals, and we get rid of the parasite and don't address the heavy metals, guess what's going to happen? They're going to get more parasites.
Right.
Okay. But if you get rid of the heavy metals, now that's the food supply that the parasites are attracted to. If you take that out of the equation, now you can treat the parasites, and then they don't have any reason to come back because you don't have a free food supply for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are a lot of, I mean, there's so many different issues that seem to be related to parasites. So mental problems, headaches, anxiety, nervousness, memory loss. Are those things related oftentimes to parasites?
They can. It just depends upon the person, what their constitution is, and what it all traces back to. And that's the important thing to understand, Mark. Those are all conditions that lots of different people have.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge is you can have a condition, and you can even treat the condition. But if you're not a getting, if you're not getting to the reason why the person has it, if you don't have a large enough, quote, menu of things that you can check for to make sure the person doesn't have this, if you're not doing a whole body evaluation and looking at all the different systems and all the different reasons for why a person would develop, there's four main reasons why people get sick. They have food imbalances. They have chemical imbalances based upon the chemicals that we're exposed to. Okay. They have pathogens. All right. And the fourth one is heavy metals. And so when you evaluate a person and they exhibit that they have heavy metals, there's a high degree of likelihood that they're also going to indicate a pathogen. And when you have the heavy metals and you have the pathogen, you need to make sure that you address both of those. Okay. But how's the heavy metal getting in? Well, it may be getting in through their antiperspirant. Because the chief ingredient in antiperspirant that stops wetness is aluminum. And if you're applying aluminum to a highly vascularized area like an armpit, then that aluminum is going to diffuse into the bloodstream mm-hmm. and then get deposited somewhere within the body. And if it gets deposited in a person's brain, that's probably a basis for why they would get Alzheimer's disease. But if it gets deposited somewhere else in the body, well, good. That's a place where the parasite may want to go set up shop. And so, you know, so whether it's heavy metals, whether it's pathogens, whether it's foods, or whether it's chemicals, when you check a person for all four of those main categories, sometimes they test for all four with a particular health problem. Sometimes they only test for one particular health problem. But when you have the ability to ask all of those questions and evaluate somebody pretty easily and pretty quickly, then you can get to the source of their situation without all the fanfare of, no, you got to come back for a test, and then we got to send the test out, and then we got to wait for the results, and then, you know, and it's, then you're just spending a lot of time spinning your wheels and never actually getting to how you fix the person.
Well, do I understand it correctly? Because asking the question, why you have this particular health condition, is really a fundamental to your practice and to your perspective, that there's really those four ways that you might have a health issue?
Four main causes. There's a fifth one, which is scars.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if you have a scar that crosses a particular meridian, it may mm-hmm. short-circuit that meridian. It may short-circuit the organ associated with that meridian mm-hmm. And open that particular organ to having imbalances. And so it's interesting, when a woman has a C-section, okay, that goes across the lower part of her belly, mm-hmm. okay, you're cutting across several different meridians that go from the top of your head all the way down to your feet.
Right.
So those meridians are going to be impacted. And sometimes the energy that flows through those meridians, when they hit the scar, they don't cross the scar. Therefore, you're cutting off part of the meridian, mm-hmm. and then there isn't proper flow of energy within that meridian, which is going to lead to problems within those organs. And so there's a way to help remedy that. But the four basic main reasons are heavy metals, infections from pathogens, chemical toxicities, and food intolerances.
So that means that really, since we have, I mean, if you look at the medical journals, and these are vastly thick books filled with hundreds and thousands of different diseases and conditions and so on and so forth, and you're saying that you can really narrow down the causation for them down to these four basic primary sources, or five primary sources, that could lead to all these different thousands of different diseases.
Right. And at the end of the day, what's interesting for me and what's been extremely exciting to watch happen, mm-hmm. okay, is when a person comes into my office and they've been to a whole bunch of different doctors. Okay, sometimes that's a red flag for me, because maybe they're a malingerer. Maybe they just like the attention of having a problem. Then they go to different doctors until the doctor says, well, there's nothing more mm-hmm. that can be done. So mm-hmm. I always have to keep that in the back of my mind. But if I evaluate somebody and they understand how I'm evaluating them and they're on board with that, I can go ask a whole bunch of different questions, and they don't even necessarily know what I'm asking until I find a problem. And then they're like, what'd you find? And of course, I go over with them what I found, mm-hmm. but I've already found what their problem is, and I've kind of eliminated their ability to be a malingerer. So I'm really confident in what it is that I find, and then we find solutions for that. And when you address these four major inroads to a health imbalance, okay, you're not chasing symptoms. You're not even chasing the disease. You're actually facilitating wellness. You're facilitating health. When you get the barrier that's preventing the body from expressing its God-given right to be healthy out of the way, then the body just expresses health.
It's just what we're always saying, is that it's your body that heals itself. And what you're doing is you're eliminating the things that are getting in the way of it doing its
right,
natural thing.
Or I'm enhancing the body's ability to do its job in a more efficient fashion by giving it the right ingredient that's going to help facilitate that healing process faster.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a really great place for us to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, that really leads me into a few more questions I have about parasites and how to be healthy.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worry you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to Spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We're located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. Best phone number to get a hold of me would be my cell phone. It's the one that goes with me everywhere I go. So even if I'm not in town, you can still get a hold of me to ask questions. That phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. You can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick @spineboy.com. Please don't text my phone. Take the time to email me at docrick@spineboy.com because that's the way I'll get an answer to you. And so today, Mark and I have been talking about parasites. It's a wonderful topic in my office simply because when people come to me with exotic diseases and unexplained health consequences and their doctor doesn't seem to be helping them get well and we find on their evaluation that they have a parasite, there's just so much hope that I can offer these people because once we get rid of the parasite, then their body can go back to functioning normal.
So is there ever a case where there's a beneficial parasite?
Well, that's any and all parasites that support the body to do its job in a better fashion, to allow the person to be healthy, I would suggest that that's a positive, beneficial parasite. It's interesting. I was watching an old episode of House the other day, and the patient had unexplained health issues, and while doing an endoscopy, they discovered that he had parasites in his gallbladder, which I found ironic, and they put him on an antiparasitic, and he then got worse. And then once he got really, really worse and had severe symptoms as a result, they concluded that he needed his parasites. So they got a new batch of parasites and they had him drink them, and his problem seemed to go away. Now, I realized that this was on TV and a television show, but I use that as an example of a beneficial parasite that helps people. There's, you know, we have what we would consider parasites that aren't the kind that are going to create health problems, that live within our microbiome, that help to keep us in balance and keep us in check. And, anything that feeds off the body, that helps the body to be balanced and be healthy, that's a beneficial thing. But if it's feeding off the body, then by definition, that's a parasitic relationship.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your practice, how do you get rid of parasites? It seems like that's not a difficult thing for you to undertake.
Actually, it isn't, because at the end of the day, I've been using this one particular supplement that's got three main ingredients. There's almond nut powder, there's pineapple powder, and there's fig powder, along with four different digestive enzymes. This is just the one remedy that I use for pretty much every parasite that's ever come into my office. Parasites like to eat those three main ingredients, the almond nut powder, the fig powder, and the pineapple powder. But mixed in with that are four digestive enzymes. So when you take those supplements on an empty stomach, The parasites come out to eat because it's time for them to eat, and this is a good food. We're going to go eat it, mm-hmm. not knowing that what they're eating is going to eat them. And so then they get digested by the ingredients that they're eating from the inside out. And then the body passes the remnants of them without any big deal or any fanfare. I mean, you're not going to see carcasses coming out of you. You're not going to pull a 20-foot tapeworm out of your rectum or anything like that. No, I mean, it gets excreted in a normal fashion, and you wouldn't even know that they were there. And that's the wonderful thing about the treatment, is it's so not traumatic on the body. And over the period of time that the person takes this supplement, they're going to need to take it for 12 weeks because the reproductive cycle of a parasite mm-hmm. is roughly 10 to 12 weeks. They take it for the 12 weeks. Their energy comes up. Their clarity of thought returns. The fogginess in their brain disappears and mm-hmm. lifts, and everything starts to feel better, and they start to function better. And they're just like, wow, I guess Dr. Rick isn't as crazy as I thought he was. And he seems to know what he's doing because I'm feeling better and my body's actually healing.
Now, when they feed off this substance, I mean, you eat this, it's in your stomach. So do the parasites all congregate in your stomach to feed?
Not necessarily. Like I said, a lot of them has to do with what's going on with the gallbladder. And so this stuff goes through the stomach, mm-hmm. gets into the first part of the small intestine, sits right by the opening where the gallbladder empties out, the bile duct, and great. We got food at the bottom of the hill. Let's all go down to the bottom of the hill and eat. And, you know, but that's if they're actually residing in or directly affecting the gallbladder. But realistically, mm-hmm. parasites accumulate throughout all
Anywhere.
Over in the body.
Right.
Okay. It's just if that's the main circuit that's being blown as a result of them, I'm not saying that the parasites are in the gallbladder. I'm saying that that's the circuit they're affecting. Mm-hmm. And by getting these ingredients that get digested into the bloodstream and then they circulate throughout the whole body, it doesn't matter where the bug is because the ingredients are going to get there.
I see. So those ingredients will get wherever they need to get to in the bodies.
Right.
Okay. So it's actually after they're broken down. Are there other ways, you know, do things like probiotics affect parasites?
Well, probiotics is going to help to maintain the integrity of the digestive microbiome,
mm-hmm.
okay, which is going to strengthen how the body deals with food and actually helps the body get stronger and helps the body heal. So that will have an indirect effect on parasites because it's going to make you stronger so that parasites don't see you as an opportunity for a free meal and a free home.
So do parasites attack you if you're weaker as opposed to a stronger immune system?
Oh, absolutely, because they want to feed off the weak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting. I don't get into these kinds of shows, but evidently my two brothers do. They watch The Walking Dead and the whatever the spinoffs are on that kind
okay.
of stuff. And I remember that Brad Pitt did a movie, I think it was called World War Z, where it was all about zombies. And the zombies only went after people that were healthy. The zombies didn't go after sickly people because the healthy people were the ones that were going to give them, I guess, the best quality food.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
It's not like when you're in the jungle and the animals that there get caught are generally
are
the weakest.
Ones that are the weakest.
It culls the
zombies
field.
Only go after healthy people.
Oh, well, we'll want
to. Act like you're sickly and the zombies will leave you alone.
Act like you're a zombie and they'll leave you alone. The cure that you talked about, the supplement that you talked about, is a food-based supplement. And we're always talking about that food is the best medicine. So I'm pretty sure that there must be other foods that are beneficial if you're trying to treat parasites. Are there anything else that you might consider?
Oh, there's things that you can do. There's things like chlorella. There's things like garlic. There's, mm-hmm. Those kinds of ingredients. But at the end of the day, what I have found to be the most beneficial,
mm-hmm.
the most direct, always 100% successful. If the person does what I ask them to do, they're going to have 100% success mm-hmm. every single time because that's what's shown for the last 30
right.
plus years.
Right.
And I only need the one remedy. And when I give people that, their problems go away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not sometimes, it's every single time. So I'm happy with the remedy that I have. It's proven to be successful for the last 30 years, and so I don't have a reason. I mean, there's herbal remedies that you can take. There's homeopathic remedies that you could take. Things that are horse chestnut kind of thing, walnut hulls, those kinds of things. But you know, when you're taking an herb like that in a liquid form,
yeah.
that stuff is absolutely unpalatable, and to have to take that every day for a period of time. It's it's just a barrier because the person's not going to want to punish themselves every time, even though they're helping themselves.
And these are in a pill form.
And these are in a capsule form, and you take them. They don't taste bad. They don't create side effects. There's no bitter beer face or anything along those lines. It's just you take four in the morning on an empty stomach, swallow them down with a glass of water, take four before you go to bed, empty stomach, swallow them with a big glass of water, and 12 weeks later, you'd be surprised at how much better you feel because you're no longer dealing with a parasite.
I mean, it almost sounds like that's the kind of thing that almost anybody could do, but not everybody has parasites, do they? Or need to be treated for parasites?
Well, at the end of the day, we started the show off talking about that 50% of health conditions. I think that was the stat that you brought.
Yeah,
50% of health concerns can be traced back to parasites. So it's like, okay, I would venture to say that if anybody has a chronic health concern, any kind of chronic health concern, there's a high degree of likelihood that they got a parasite component to that chronic health concern. And if you don't know how to get checked for it, call me and I will check you for it. And if you don't have it, then you don't have to worry about it. Good, you can go home with peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you do have it, I'm going to explain you to the simplicity of what it takes to get rid of them, okay? The cost effectiveness of doing that rather than chasing symptoms for the rest of your life. And, you know, you can make the determination for yourself. But, I mean, at the end of the day, over the course of the last 30 years, I've had 7 parasites. The last one I had, though, was 20 years ago. And I know exactly when I got it, and I know exactly what I was doing when I picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was frustrated with myself because I was in China. I was biking through southern China, and I decided to go into a Chinese restaurant. Imagine that, a Chinese restaurant in China.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to have Chinese food while I was in China. So I had some fried rice, and 5 minutes after eating that fried rice, I knew
trouble.
What I did to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you don't have anything to treat yourself with. You're not going to be home for 3 weeks. That means they're going to have a 3-week head start on you, and they're going to wreak havoc within your system. And I came home from China, and I had to treat myself for a parasite. And I haven't had any since then.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, knock on wood, even though I help people with theirs, I'm not a suitable host for them because of the degree of health that I have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I'm sure there are people out there listening to the show today who are now concerned that they might have parasites and would like to find out if they have parasites. And you make yourself available. So if there are people out there that would like to contact you and find out for themselves, what are the best ways to reach you?
The best way would be to stop in the office, but there are times where I'm not in the office, so the next best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone. That's, again, area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Leave me a message, and I will call you back if I don't answer the phone. You can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. If you email me, just say parasites ? And I'll know what you're talking about, and I'll definitely get in touch with you. And what I want the listener to appreciate is the fact that I don't want you to be alarmed by parasites because they're not difficult to treat, but the long-range health care benefits of making sure you don't have a parasite if you have a chronic health condition, once you get rid of that parasite, your chronic health condition will stop being chronic and will probably go away. And it's always a pleasure for me to help somebody gain their health back and for them to watch the transformation that they go through, et cetera. You know, I've had patients in the past that have lost in excess of 100 pounds because we got rid of a parasite. When all the dieting and all the exercising and all the everything wasn't doing a thing, we got rid of their parasite. And, you know, 6 weeks later, they're like 40 pounds lighter. And it's like, you know, and they didn't even have to do any exercise. And it's like, it's fascinating for me. It's sometimes it's an uncomfortable conversation for the patient to have. But at the end of the day, I just want to help you be healthy. So I appreciate your time. Thanks for tuning in. Tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill.
On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.